What do you fry, cook bacon and eggs in?
Frying pan.
Okay. You were going to boil water in a heavy black iron pot. What would you call that iron pot? Did you ever hear it called a kettle?
Well, yes, it'd be an iron kettle.
Okay. What do you put flowers in?
Vase.
Okay. What do you eat with when you eat? You have what?
Fork, knife, spoon.
Okay. If you have one knife and somebody gives you another knife, you have what, two?
I have two knives.
Okay. After you've been out working on the car or something, you get your hands dirty. Before you eat, what do you do to your hands?
Wash them.
Okay. After you get up from a meal, what do you do with the dishes?
Scrape
them and then?
Remains and then wash them.
Okay, do you rinse them?
You rinse them.
Okay, and if you rinse them twice, you'd say that you put them through two
washings.
No,
two.
If you rinse them twice, you put them through two
wrenches.
Okay. What do you wash the dishes with? A rag that you wash them with.
Dish rag.
Okay, what do you dry them with?
Dish towel.
Okay, what other types of towels do you have around here?
We have face towels.
Dish towels. Bath towels.
Bath towels.
Okay. What do you turn on over the sink to make the water come out?
Faucet.
Okay. If this is stuck up in a barrel, or one of these wooden ones that you get cider out of or something, what do they call it?
Bunghole.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term, you spigot or
spigot?
Okay.
Spigot, yeah.
Talking about the word burst, you would say, today the water pipe.
Burst.
Yesterday another one.
Burst.
Several of them this winter have.
Bursted.
Okay. What about this big wooden thing that we used to have down here at the barn that caught rainwater?
Rain barrel.
Okay. What about a smaller one that nails come in?
Keg.
Okay. In the old country general store, there used to be a place where molasses or lard was displayed. Lard, when it came in these big cans. Do you remember what that was called? You ever hear that?
Lard bucket.
Okay. Do you ever hear it called a stand, a lard stand?
Stand of lard, yes.
And that means what?
That means 50 pounds, approximately.
Okay. What do you use to pour gas or water or something if you're pouring out of a can into a real small opening? What do you have to put in there first?
A funnel.
Okay. What do you use? If you were driving a buggy, you'd have a long, limber thing that you'd pop to make the horse go faster. This would be
a whip.
Okay. When you buy groceries in a grocery store, what do they give you to carry your groceries out in? Carry them home in?
Bags.
Okay, and the bags are made out of what?
Paper.
Okay. Is there any difference between a paper bag and a paper sack?
Well, the only difference is that, no, there's no difference in them. They'd just be one larger than the other.
Okay. What about, have you ever heard a term used for the amount of corn or something that can be milled at one time? If you took corn to the mill, and you could just mill so much at one time. Have you ever heard that called a turn, corn, or anything like that?
No.
Okay.